Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Our popular scripture for showing that we are the light is where? Matthew 5:16, 14 through 16. Let's see it briefly. From 14, it said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be what? Hidden." Then it goes further, that you are the light of the world. A city set upon the hill, you can't be hidden. Do you have the Message translation? Huh? Okay, let me see if you have it. Give me from verse 14. Although I am saying that for some other reason, not this. Let's just use it, even if it's long. Let's read everybody want to go. Here's another way to put it. You are here to be light. Bringing a... If he says, here's another way to put it. Here, it has been putting it in one way. Go back. Let's see that part that speaks about salt of the earth. What part speaks about the salt of the earth? I think it's in this same part. Verse what? 13? No guesswork. Verse what? Go 12. Let me see. Not only that, count yourself blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Give a cheer, even for though they don't like it, I do. Wow. And all heaven applauds. Wow. And know that you are in good company. What's your company? Heaven, right? See, my prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. Standing for what is right. Makes a lot of sense. That's why verse 12, let's see verse 12. It says, 12. Okay, that's joint. Okay, that's why verse 13. Let me tell you why you are here. You are what? Here to be the salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors on this earth. Woo. You see that? You are here to be what? Salt seasoning. You know what salt is meant for, right? All of you? That brings out what? You know, I just learned that salt brings out the flavor of your food. It's a good place to be. So no matter what we put, we must put salt. Hallelujah to Jesus. To bring out the flavor. Meaning if you put everything and don't put salt, there will be still no flavor. Some people are not. Come on, let it flow. Some people are learning for the first time. Some bachelors or manchellos. He said, "You bring out the God flavors of this earth." Wow. Now lift your hands and say, "Bring out the God flavors of this world." Say, "God is bringing out the God flavors on the earth, in my family, in my place of work, in my place of business, in my school, through my life, in the name of Jesus." And so shall it be. It says, "You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness?" If you lose your what? Saltiness. How will people what? Taste godliness. Meaning God is banking on you. Isn't that interesting? Many years ago I said some words. I said, I grew up in the Lord to understand that living for God is living for people. A point comes as you grow with God and His love, His kind of love becomes your own love. His perspective becomes your own perspective. When you begin to see things from His point of view, everything about Him becomes yours. You are one with Him. The Bible says we are one spirit with Him. The same burden He has, you begin to share in that burden. Remember I said, "Take upon yourself my yoke and burden," then you will find rest. That's the only place you can find fulfillment. Alright? When you begin to think and align with God and see things from His perspective, you then understand that life is not beautiful if you don't live to fulfill the will of God. And fulfilling the will of God is actually living for people. Living for other people. He died for people. Anything you do for God is for people. You see that? Because He died for people. So anything you do for God is for what? People. Is there any greater reason to live? There's not any greater reason to live. Now, you'll be tempted to think there are greater reasons. Money and etc. I tell you the truth. Maybe God should make you travel in a vision and see yourself rich with everything you want. You still see that there's something. Your heart is panting over something. There's a longing in your heart. Because the only person that can satisfy is Jesus. And He said that in His word. We can't doubt Him. If Jesus says, "I'm the bread that when you eat and wine that when you drink, else you will not be satisfied," then there is nothing in this world that can satisfy you except Jesus. You have to trust Him. Nothing in this world, no amount of money, no amount of fame, no amount of nothing can satisfy you more than living for the cause of Christ. Knowing Him and living for Him. And this wonderful evening, we want to share the fact that it is not just enough to go out there and represent Him. There's something that you must become to be able to represent Him. There's something you must become. I said, listen, Jesus died for the whole world. But don't ever sit down and make a mistake like He's in a hurry to use you to change the whole world if He has not changed you yet. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you here tonight? He makes people. Job said, "The Holy Spirit made me. The breath of the Almighty gave me life." The Holy Spirit makes people. And if you give Him your life, He will turn you into somebody that God can use to touch more lives. Solomon said, "Draw me and we will keep on running after you." God drew a man, nations followed. Are you here? He said, if you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? He said, you've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. You know why I chose this rendition? It paints a picture of what hell and lake of fire means. And it's not because I want to scare you with that. That people who are going to live in sin or live for the devil and his cause are going to end up in the garbage. It's not God actually trying to condemn them. That's a garbage, because the purpose for life is to live unto God's glory. And living for God's glory is not just sitting down and bowing your heads. Don't think, you know, some people paint a picture of God and it makes him look like he's greedy. We just worship him. No. If you follow God, he will make you the best version of yourself. In fact, whatever he tells you to do, if you look at it at the end, you say, ah, this is actually what I am supposed to be. He will want you to become perfect, wonderful, kind, gentle, loving, just a beautiful kind of person. And through your life now, he wants to touch other people to become like you. That's what it means to live for the glory of God. At the end of it, if you look at it critically, you are living for the best of yourself. That's what it means for to live for the glory of God. You are living for what? The best of yourself. Are you listening to me? So the devil wants to steal from you, to kill you. He wants just to make you useless, not useful to God. What does it mean to be useless? To lose your saltiness. To lose your saltiness. I mean, you come to a point that God cannot use you, but you can still make money. Like you have money, but he can't use you. Like you got into a relationship that you and the lady are glorified, and he's not glorified. I mean, when God sees two people, he's seeing a nation. He wants to see a nation. He wants the nations coming on the account of these two people. But two of you decided to choose yourself because you want to satisfy your needs. That's living for yourself. Now, it comes to a point of understanding to lay down your own ideology and say, God, I want to live for nations. At that point, God has eaten you up from the inside by the knowledge of his word. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? You don't just make a decision. You're making a decision to follow and to live in God's will is a function of you understanding his word yet. Remember, I did that part of scripture in second service last Sunday, Romans 12, 1 and 2. He said, be not conformed to the system. Alright, let's start from verse 1. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, don't go there. If you don't want to have a bad day, just come back. Leave it at and the message. If not, the message will give you one kind of translation that to be like a note. Put it now, let them see if I'm joking. It's like 2 pages. Alright, so go back there. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Romans 12, 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you may what? What? Present. What is the root word? What does the root word mean? Acknowledge. Act according to the knowledge. Act like you know. So act according to the knowledge that your what? Has been what? It has been offered, not trying to be. And what scripture did we use to affirm that it has been offered? Huh? I said first things to become a good Bible student have interest. Huh? So what's that scripture? 1 Corinthians 6. Don't you know you were bought with a price and that your body is not your own? Remember? For you have been bought with a price and you are not your own. So he said, glorify God in your spirit and body, which are God's. Of course, he asks the question, do you not know that your body are the temple of what? The Holy Spirit, and you are not your own? You see that? So our body has been offered when he resurrected, and he told Mary of Magdala, don't touch me! That's what he said to her. And when he resurrected and went and offered everything else, he came back and he said, touch me. Remember? He said, Pastor Simon, he said, Jesus just said, touch me. No, actually, he said, feel my palms. I'll see the one. And he called them brethren. When he finished, he called them brethren. Hallelujah to Jesus. That he has come to bring many sons unto glory. Many sons. As many as have believed in his name, to them he has given the power to be called sons. That's why the demons said, Jesus I know. Jesus is the earthly name for the Christ. Jesus I know. That is why a child can bear Jesus. Jesus Navas. Alright? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. He didn't say Christ. He said, Jesus, I know. That's the early name for the word Christ. So before Jesus became Christ, he was Jesus. Hebrew version, Joshua. Are we together? Who is Joshua here? So anybody that is Joshua, you actually mean Jesus. That's the Hebrew version, the Greek version, Jesus. If you don't want anybody to be Jesus, don't want anybody to be Joshua. It all means Savior. So if you are Savior, you are still Jesus. Who is Savior here? Jesus. Hi, Jesus. Amen? That's the early name for Jesus. Alright? And he said, Paul, I know. Then he said, who are you? He didn't say, the Son of God, I know. The Son of Man, I know. No. He said, Jesus, I know. I've seen them in the spirit. Tongues. He said, but you, who are you? And they said, no, we wear white and white. We are the one that burn incense in the temple. We are the ones that burn incense. You know, they are the ones that burn incense. And they beat them with their incense. You know, some of you think demons are scared of incense. Those are fake demons. Real demons like incense. They enjoy it. In fact, why would you be a Christian and you be looking for something to pursue demon? Are you a herbalist? You are a Christian and you are looking for something in the world. It's the name of Jesus that in the name of Jesus, every knee and every tongue. Why are you being careful? In the name of Jesus, every knee, every tongue. Not at the point of incense. The incense they pursue Satan, we could put them for our house. You are not yet a Christian. So those priests that were burning incense, the Bible said they were beaten. Because when they dared to remove the demons with the name of Jesus, they were beaten. In the name of Jesus, pwah! In the name of Jesus, pwah! In the name of Jesus, pah! All their cloth torn. So saying in the name of Jesus is not enough. Are you in the name of Jesus? Are you in that name? So you can say, get out! Then the name of Jesus is more like a religion. And it's not bad if you want to use it. But you don't need to say in the name of Jesus. Because you live in that name. In him you live, breathe, and have your being. So this is what I mean. You are sleeping and a demon wants to hit your head. Then the demon comes because you are in the name, it goes back. Before the demon left, did you in your sleep, did you say, in the name of Jesus, go back? Because you were living in that name, it went back because you were in the name. You didn't need to say, in the name of Jesus. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I remember when we were younger, we were walking and the lady started shouting, fire, fire, fire. Nobody said in the name of Jesus. She was shouting, fire, fire, fire. So when we got close to her, we now say, in the name of Jesus, leave. But before we got to her, she saw us in the name of Jesus and started shouting what? Fire. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? In him we live and what? Breathe and what? Have our being in that name. 247. How do you live in that name? Mount up a consciousness. I'm in the name. 247. I'm in the name. Paul Simon, I always say in the name, but I always feel sick because you don't know the functionality of the name, the juice in the name. In the name you can be sick. Because in the name, by his stripes, you were healed. Every victory is in the name. Every victory in the word of God is in the name. In the name, you are in all the victory. That means in the name, you are a walking victory. Walking victory. Walking victory. In the name. In fact, there are some victories we are yet to explore in the name. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And that's why the Bible said, in the name we are more than conquerors. I mean, in the name, SS can change to AA. In the name, AS can be changed to AA. Pastor Simon have told me, that my baby, I'll go back to her. If it's not God's will, it will not change. Well, if it's God's will, it will change. How will I know it's God's will? It's you and God's business. So if you know it's God's will, it's going to change. If you don't know, it will not change. So before you embark on this journey, know that that's God's will. Know whether it's God's will or not. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? So there's power in the name. We sang it years ago. There's power mighty. Okay, that one is in the blood. In the, which one is about the name? There is power. Uh-huh. No, not that. I'm talking about old school worship. Not this new generation worship. There is power, power, wonder-working power. It's still in the blood. Oh, so. all right, there's no old school this thing. I didn't want to sing any new generation this thing. The name of Jesus set me free. Oh my God. The blood was not a joke in the early 60s and 70s. My God. Little wonder. The blood of Jesus. What's this called, my family? Blood of Jesus. I cover my family in the blood of my husband with the blood, my neighbors with the blood, those traveling by the blood, the blood of Jesus was really raining in the early 60s and 70s. You know, I have one woman that while we're praying, she's my in-law, she's like, I plead the blood. And she, so anytime we're praying, I open one of my eyes to be looking at it. I plead the blood on you. I plead the blood. One time she told me to pray for some soldiers. So she introduced me. This is my son. He's a pastor. He's a prophet. He's going to pray for you people. And she was disappointed at my prayer. I just started praying in the name of Jesus. God see you guys in the name of Jesus. No evil come nigh you. Because angels are around you. Enjoy your journey in peace and come back safely in Jesus. No, she was not pleased. When I said amen, she hooked me at that A. I said, Father! She didn't like there was no anointing that flowed. Father! You God! And I was like, my goodness. I felt embarrassed for not being that fervent. And when she was done, I said amen too. Then another time while we're in our former venue, I prayed for tithes. One woman met me after service. She said, I prayed for the tithe so lightly. It was so normal. I said, how? That she sold one of her, she wants to sell one of her car. She took some seed to give to God so that they would sell the car in a good price. And when she stood up in faith and closed her eyes, the way I just was casual about the prayer, she didn't know whether she even received something. She said, Pastor, please, next time if you are praying about things like this, take it serious. You know, we're starting. So I told her, yes, ma, I'll take it more serious. So she wanted me like, tight her spear on your feet. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you tight, you will not be tight. She wanted me to take it so serious. And I rebuke the devourer for you. Say, come, bring down my family. I rebuke. So you know, some people think when you take it more serious, then Satan becomes serious with you. You're the devil in the name of Jesus. Leave this body now. Get out! Get out! Waka! Have you ever got offended removing demon from somebody before? Have you seen men of God get offended? I've seen him. Get out! Out! In fact, some will say they used to flog them, man, they'll remove broom. Out from this body. In Jesus' name. Out from this body. Aiding the name of Jesus with broom. Out! You know, when I was growing up, I saw a lot of things, and I was disciplined not to talk. There was one time I went for a meeting, they said we should gather stones. So we're in Convocation Square, stoning the field. So fifth stone, he said, don't throw it too early. Ragaga, that's the last stone. That's the one that killed Goliath. In my heart, I said, why did we not throw the rest? That's the one. Now you're gonna throw. Are you ready? Fire. Say fire. Say fire. Say fire. Throw in the name of Jesus. And we killed all the enemies. So there are a lot of funny things that happen. And sometimes some intelligent people can come and meet us and be like, what is happening in this place? Hallelujah to Jesus. Christianity is just straightforward. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? All this Safi is Old Testament. When I say Safi, I mean all these rituals. Old Testament. In the New Testament, there are no rituals. It's just normal. It's just a flow. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So some people think, I did that teaching before. They plead the blood of Jesus on everything. And it's wrong. You can't plead, because of your faith, even if your faith is as little as a mustard seed, it will prevail. Most times, why God neglect all of those things and just answer the prayers? Because of our faith in Him. Even though the application of the faith was wrong. So He will look at our mothers, their sincere faith, and our fathers, and He will somehow answer the prayer. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? But that's not the way things should happen in the supernatural. You can't look at it and say, I plead the blood of Jesus on you, I plead the blood of Jesus. It's wrong. You can't be pleading the blood. It has been pleaded once and for all. That's what the Bible says. It says, once and for all, He offered the blood. Not living to ever do it again. So is it that you are fetching it from where He offered it and you are pouring it? Is that what you are doing? But how do we use the blood? Somebody may ask. Pastor, how do we use the blood? This is how we use the blood. The Bible said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the accuser of the brethren has been what? Cast down. He said, but we'll defeat the one that has been cast down by the blood of the Lamb. How does the blood of the Lamb work? Through the words of our testimonies. Meaning as we are saying what Jesus has done, we are applying the blood. I have been bought with a price. I have applied the blood. Oh, my new nature cannot sin. I'm talking about the blood. It's been applied. I'm seated far above. This is the new life. This is a consequence of my new life. I'm above. I learned that many years ago by Derek Prince. He unveiled this scripture to me in his book, Lucifer Exposed. He said, as you, he was one that broke it this way. He said, we defeat the enemy by what? By the blood, through the words of our testimony. Then he said this was, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So it's not enough to be redeemed by the blood. You have to what? Say it. That's how the application comes into manifestation. Are you all here? So you have lost your youthfulness and will end up in the garbage when you lose your saltiness. And what does it mean to just lose your saltiness? To be carnally minded. Just be familiar with yourself as a mere man. No, you are not a mere man. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. That's what the Bible says. Let me tell you why you are here. Remember what He said in 11 and 12. He said some prophet came and preached and the people mocked them and were angry at them. And Jesus said He liked it and the angels liked it even though the people do not like it. He's happy for them. Happy with what the prophets did and the pastors did and what the Christians did. Then He said, let me tell you why you are here on the earth. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness if you end up in the garbage. You see that? To be carnally minded. You just want to marry anybody? You just want to be anywhere? You just want to do anything that comes to your mind? No. Like I was saying in Romans 12, the Bible said, offer your body as a living sacrifice to God, holy and acceptable, which is your most reasonable service. How will you do that? By not being conformed to this world, but by being what? Renewed by your mind, transformed by the renewal of your mind. As your minds are renewed by the word of God every day, you know the will of God, and with your body, you do the will of God. And when you do the will of God with your body, what are you doing? You are fulfilling verse 1. Acknowledging that your body is what? A living sacrifice to God. You see that? You understand what I'm trying to say? So if you don't know that immorality is wrong from God's word, you cannot apply your body to fulfilling the fact that it belongs to God. You want to be immoral. But when you see from God's word that you're not supposed to walk in immorality, and not just that, the Bible says grace has appeared to all men, teaching them how to say no. Grace does not say no to Satan. It teaches you how to say no. It qualifies you, it makes you, it capacitates you to a person that can say, no, Satan. The law says, just say, no, Satan, no, I will not do. No, grace comes and walks you into that person that can say, no, gladly. So, under grace, we are saying, no, gladly. We are not saying, no, because we want to make heaven. It's in our nature, too. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? We love righteousness. We are not avoiding sin because we want to make heaven. We are living sin because it's in our nature not to sin. We understand from God's perspective that sin is useless. We see sin from the perspective of God. Because we see from the lenses of His word right now. We've taken upon ourselves His yokes and burdens. We understand why we need to intercede. I was writing in material, and I said, intercession is born out of love. If you truly don't love people, you cannot intercede for them. It's a function of love. Why do you think Paul was praying for the church every day? He loved the people. How will a man just love people like God? Because he has taken upon himself God's yoke and burden. He now shares in God's divine nature. He sees things from the perspective of God. No wonder he wrote, he said, we are God's fellow bond servants. He said, and you are God's field under cultivation. He said, together with the Holy Spirit, we are getting you guys cultivated. He's sharing in the burden of God. Little wonder the Bible said we can perfect the saints. Are you listening to me tonight? He said we can perfect the saints. This is where I want to bring you into. This is the realm where I want to bring you into. So that when you get into your sphere of influence, you can take over that place for God. I mean, we're talking about somebody who knows tech so much, and it's not enough. If a lot of people know tech, it's not enough. Do you know how Elon Musk will become very valuable in the realm of the spirit? You see, he's somebody I love so much, Elon Musk. I love the guy so much. You know why I love him so much? Because I'm seeing how that he's using what God has done to the best of his capacity. I didn't know the brain can function like this until I saw what that young man was doing. Sorry, young man, old man, or middle class man. When I saw what he was using the brain God gave us to do, I was like, God, the brain can do things like this. So I'm excited because he explored for me. Even if he's not acknowledging that God is his savior, I don't care. I have seen what the brain God created can do. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I'm like, okay, if this guy says he's not born again fully and this unborn again mind can produce this kind of thing, damn. Then me that claim I'm born again, I can do 12 times, 100 times better. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? I mean, there's so much in your mind ready for you to just say, I can do it. And it will start finding expression. Like Paul, he said, I can do all things through Christ, what? Who strengthens me. And success, even though it's congregational for the children of God, it is more personal. Even salvation, you have to go and sit down and work it out. Are you listening to me? So God rules the church and the church rules the earth. Do you get what I'm trying to say? God rules the church. The church rules the earth. Next part of scripture. It says, here is another way to put it. You are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. Bringing out what? The God colors in the world. You know what that means? They do something, when you go there, you get it to become better. In other words, anytime people in the world do something, there's actually a loophole somewhere, an advantage God will create, causing them to be limited in one or two areas. Not because he wants them to be limited. No matter what they search and are able to discover, if you, full of light, comes there, light of the world, if you enter there, you always see something you can adjust. Are you people here tonight? You can always see something. That everybody has been doing a particular business in this town until you came in. You studied, you understood their business. And when you understood, and of course see something, God will not want you to be lazy. If God wants you to bring a new discovery into something that has been existing, you should have studied that thing existing already. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? Now, I always use research methodology to explain this. That when you are trying to write literature review in a project, there are two parts of literature review, isn't it? Number one is what? I've done it several times. Don't be dull in the name of Jesus. What? Huh? Conceptual framework. Theoretical. Now, the theoretical framework is the first one. Then the conceptual is the second one. What are theoretical frameworks? How many of you have graduated here? Say amen. You did this while you were in school. In your 400 level. And you forgot. While you are doing the theoretical framework, you are gathering theories around that project topic. What was your project topic? He has forgotten. You remember? What was your project topic? Don't lie, Basama. God is looking at you. What was your project topic? You remember very well. Effect of mass communication where? tell us. There are the people that are in school last camp. I'm listening. Are you sure you remember? Say it again, let me hear. You are calling yourself, you remember? He said the impact of elders clash, herders clash with farmers. That's Fulani. The impact of herders clash with farmers on the in primary education system in Benue State. So the impact herders, that means Fulani herdsmen, on farmers in primary education system in Benue State. So now he has to do some theological framework, right? He will gather theories around that topic. He has to gather materials around primary health, primary education, you know, some materials about primary education because he's going to talk about it. He has to gather information about local government areas. So it's not just he's looking for project topics that will give him information. Theories that will give him information along his own project topic because his own now is unique. It has never been done before. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So, you know, in literature review, you are telling them how you came about your topic. So you are saying when you read about this and saw this topic, saw that work and saw that work, you now say since everybody has this work, you will do this one because nobody has done this one. So because of your study in what people have done, you are trying to look for your own. When you saw everything they have done, you studied and everything, then you now got a concept. It's called conceptual framework. You now got a concept of what you should do from the idea of what people else have done. Are you able to get out trying to explain to you? So this is how God works. You say you want to be light of the world, you are the light of the world, and you are into farming, tailoring. You don't think God will just sit you down, light of the world, go and start making the money. No. God likes people that work hard. He will say, go and study on farming system. You start studying and studying and studying. Then you now see a loophole somehow. Sky, I think if they apply this, it will even give a better result. You are the only one that know it. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? He said, you are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. So there's something God wants to actually do in farming to make it even better for the people, but they couldn't see. But here are you who is the light of the world. Don't you know you are the light of the world? I'm going to show you from scripture. Let's see in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 5 and 8. Give me in the literal version, NKJV. Then you come back here. Alright, want to go. Everybody want to go. Did he say you have light in you? No. He said you were once darkness, but now you are light. You are light in the world. The light of the world. Affirming what he said in Matthew 5. Then he said, walk as what? Children. So you are light to walk as light. You are not walking as light to become light. You are it already. Ooh, I'm light. So you must see yourself from the end. Now, if you know you are rich, there's a way you work hard. Because you know you are rich. God has said in his word you are rich. How can you be lazy? Now, if God says you are rich, you cannot be working and earning 50,000 and be comfortable. Because he said you are rich. There's this voracious appetite for big things because you know God wants you to be big. So you are just uncomfortable in smallness. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. You can be there, but you have a big vision. You are there, but you are thinking big. Because the Bible says, though your beginning may be small, your later end will what? Greatly increase. God thinks through my mind. That's how you talk. He sees through my eyes. Or he sees through the eyes of my mind. The eyes of my spirit. And that's when I'm thinking, God is thinking through my mind. He's thinking through my mind. I'm light. Darkness cannot walk around me. Satan cannot think through my mind. Only God thinks through my mind. You sit down, you are thinking, you engage your mind. Engage your mind on a matter. The mass is difficult. Engage your mind. Finish it. Eat it like beans. Say, calculus is hard. You ask, says who? If I can know God, is it integration or not? No. When you understand these things, even your CGPA, you'll be angry with it. You won't be ashamed to tell people what you got the last time. Because this time you have made up your mind. Your name must be highlighted. Light of the world. It must be on the board. See this lady that had 1 point something. 4.00. Then they will shout the name of Jesus. Jesus. Pastor Simon, don't you mean I will cry? And live? No. See the potentials in you. What is in political science? What is in physiology, anatomy? These are things you are happy. In fact, they are like biscuit bone. You eat them. You are enjoying yourself. You know why you eat biscuit bone? It's not strong. It's not too strong. It's strong, but you are enjoying it. They say read anatomy. You make a first class. There's a possibility to become a first class student reading anatomy. What is there? The anatomy of a human being. They did not even say join it with rat and lion. They just said human being. And they say you made a third class. When you are studying what God did. Are you listening to me? You are a programmer. You say you are finding it difficult to understand some codes. Who gave birth to you? Is it God or man? You know, you saw that thing from the lenses of the flesh. Before he started learning it, he saw it as Donut, or she saw it as Betty. What if you see it as the light of the world? Before you saw the problem, you were expecting to see it. You were expecting to add something to what has been done. So what was the greatest research Isaac Newton have done? Bring it to me. I think I have an idea to do. Isaac Newton said, hey, what, that one that the world best. They did the Neramo. You see? You always know that you have something to add. Are you here? Can we get that scripture now? Media? Can I have it? So you understand something. This thing I'm saying, you understand it better. The MSG. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him. Endless energy, boundless strength. Next part of scripture, you say endless, you have endless energy. All this energy issues from Christ. God raised him from the from death and set him on a throne in deep heaven. Oh, this man, I enjoy him sometimes. Next part of scripture, it says, in charge of running the universe, everything from galaxies to governments, no name and no power exempt from his rule. You see that? In charge of running the universe, everything from what? To what? Government. Are you seeing that? I mean, some of you enter politics by the power of the Holy Ghost. I will give you Zoe Charles. Will cook you in the glory. Can't just enter without. Will cook you. 12 days fasting. 3 days drying it. Back up with 5 5-hour tongues every day. Then teaching you immortality. So when you enter mounted up with your wings as eagle, you will sit in chairs that they kept. Otumoko, and you stand up, nothing happens to you. The person will go and check if the one they gave him has NAFDAC number. They cook themselves, hope you know. That's why anybody that wants to do politics used to go and meet one chairman that would take him somewhere. So Jesus on their head, Satan in their hearts. Why do you think somebody who calls himself a Christian will agree to a Muslim ticket? Because he's not a Christian, he's a pagan. If not, how can you be a genuine child of God and you say, no, one people should rule this? You don't have the interest of God's agenda. Because Jesus on your head, sign of the cross on your head, Satan in your heart. So we don't have Christians in politics. That's the problem we have in this country. No Christians in politics. We just have other religions and pagans. There are no Christians. That's why you can't be a Christian collecting 8-point-something million when people cannot buy food to eat. A salary. You cannot. Allowance, 4 million. Do you know what these people collect there? If you hear it, it's money that if they give you, you say, I can never be poor. If they give you for 1 month, you tell the person, thank you, sir. If I beg you again, change my name. You go back and come back and the man will be so shocked. Because your ideas are already there waiting. It's just the money to make it happen. But because they have no visions, when they eat it, you only see it in their stomach. So we store it, Wadata here, they remove money from the ground in Wadata. As poor as Wadata is looking, money was buried in Sokawe in Wadata. You know what Wadata means in Hausa? Wealth. Are you shocked? Because it's looking like the opposite. They removed it from the ground one time like this, in Makoni, and burnt it. Nobody ate it. The man rather preferred it to rot in the ground. Do you know how many times they pack money in this country in politicians as to burn? Because they are not Christians. And many Christians want to enter into politics. Where they are, the assembly they are rising from, they don't understand these things. So they tell you, get into politics, don't worry, just in the morning plead the blood of Jesus, and the devil will deal with you. When they go and see a very wicked creature appear to them and say, what do you want to do? They say, I'm seeing men as beasts in this place. They'll rush back and they'll say, come, let me give you another bigger beast. That's where their journey into witchcraft started. Because the church will tell them, just go and sit down somewhere and pray. That is why even if they sit down, they pour them holy water, they are still alive. Even on Sundays. They sit in the front. Because if they come here, if we just start singing, the demons will start manifesting. Some of these guys, if we lead songs, they will manifest. Are you here? But God is raising you up. Take root downwards. Take root downwards. Stay with the Holy Ghost. See, there are places God is taking you to. You must take root downwards. He's taking you to high places of the earth. Are you listening to me? Let me tell you the secret of becoming the best in your field. It's not because you work hard alone. Working hard is one of it. Work hard. Be excellent like Daniel. But Daniel didn't only work hard. What did he do? He prayed hard too. Such that when he got to a certain point through his hard work, the devil wanted to vanish him away from the earth. But because of his ceaseless prayers, he was thrown into the lion's den. Did he die? Mm-mm. He rested on the lion like pillow. Why? He had a secret place. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? So as I'm saying, pray, read hard. I'm not telling you to be stupid. Pray hard too. Paul said, pray without ceasing. Pray the possibilities you have seen in God's word to become your reality. I tell you, you will enter politics. It's not because God, you are trying to force you. Some of you will grow. I tell you, as you are growing up, God will start putting those things, those passions in your heart. And tell you, go and contest for this. I tell you the truth. Sincerely, you wake up and say, I just have this burning desire to. Before you know, you are there. You are there. And God will back you up. What is really in politics? If you go to politics, your hand must be dirty. Who says your hands must be dirty? Listen, you have security men, right? You have the liberty to choose the ones you trust. You can choose all your language people to become your bodyguards. Or you can employ your brother into the military and make him your PA. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? That's number 1 point. Number two, anything again that they say is attack is spiritual. And if you are really cooked in the spirit, in the glory, you'll be better than all of them. You will sit on chairs that they just finished doing sacrifice. Stand up. Then the thing will hit the person. In fact, don't you know you can, before you sit down, the angels can just carry it and keep it back on the person's seat. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Forget of how the things were. How would this thing be? That's not your business. Just mount up. Just be in the glory. And the glory things just work out for your good. They just work out the way they are supposed to work out. You just know that you carry the glory. You enter a place, they've kept charm everywhere. You are walking in the glory. In Him you live, breathe, and have your being. How can you die in Christ? How can you be affected in Christ? He said, for our life is hidden with Christ in God. Meaning they put us inside Christ and now put us inside God. How is it possible? Where can I be sick from? Where does the sickness come from? You know, my in-law, she said to me, she said, Sars, it seems you are sick. I said, why? Your mouth. I said, no, ma, I'm not sick. He said, no, why people have this? She was trying to explain to me that I should agree I'm sick. I said, no, you won't. I'm not sick, ma. I said, no, I'm not sick. My wife said, but Simon, don't play the baby too much, your mouth. I said, not what happened to my, that's the video that, see, your children used to get infected, blah, blah, blah. You know, my wife is she's just in love with her husband. Sorry, our baby right now. That's our baby, that U.S. husband. So, in fact, we have changed room. I've gone for good and I left them. And I was just wondering. One time, the baby was, the temperature was, you know, and she says, we need to go and check out. We need to go, you know, mothers and their children. And I said, but this baby is fine. That's what my spirit says. Then let's go and, they now went and did full blood count test. I said, you're just going to hurt this baby by removing blood and I can't bear it. I don't like seeing her cry. I tell you the truth, if they took me to a change road, I don't used to stay around there. Even in the hospital, when she had that thing at the beginning, what they call that thing? Jaundice. When they wanted to, they just checked me. When they were looking for me, Marty told them that I'm somewhere hiding, I will soon come out. I couldn't bear it. You know, I told them there was no need for tests. I said, they didn't give me I gave the baby eternal life. And the jaundice cleared. What did I say? Cleared. It's not pride, it cleared. Marry a man like me and your children have jaundice. For what? I'm not just a man of love, I'm a man of the spirit. It cleared. I started praying for him. He said, it's as pride. You have humble. I held the baby and I started speaking to the baby. Go, clear. I remember God was teaching me to respect them. I said that from 60% to, they said 20%, less than 20% cleared. I said the remaining 20% is just that God wants to encourage doctors. So that they wouldn't think they wasted all their time just coming and one person just like that and it goes. So God wanted to encourage them. He wanted to teach me to encourage them. It's not easy. And it cleared. The doctor said this was, I will not forget. He said, we have not seen, she's a lady. He said, we have not seen such kind of tremendous change in less than 24 hours. I just put it in my head because I want to use it to brag. So I just cram it. I said, say again. He said, we have not seen, I wish I could record it. I would have played it for him. We have not seen such tremendous result in 22 hours before, since we started. As I was moving, my in-law said, he's a prophet. She said, oh, no wonder. I heard it. I did like I did here. She now said, his wife is even a pastor. I said, no wonder. I said, good. I like that kind of things. No wonder, you know what they mean? No wonder the result is like that. We are bringing the God colors on the edge. The God colors on the edge. You know, my wife didn't want anything. I said, but Simon, they say it's too much. They say they may drain the blood. I said, keep quiet. I'm coming to remove it. Brabos, karas. I said, I'm coming to remove it. When I got there, I removed it. If you say to this mountain, get up from here with no doubt, in not in God's heart, in your heart, it will obey. I removed it. It went back to hell. So I said to her, I said the second time, I said, but there is nothing wrong with this child. He said, but the temperature is rising. I said, okay, let's go. I drove. Ooh, we got there. They did everything. The nurse just came in. Whew. Said, let me see the results. This baby is so perfect. Satan almost brought doubt. Listen to what happened. They brought a weighing skill in teaching hospital. Alright? For the record, so you understand. So they brought in the pediatric sector. So the two of their scale were not working. Sorry, I have to just say the truth. The two of the scale were not working accurately. They said so. So they've been using it for months. It was not working accurately. I'm just telling you a story. I'm not reporting them. So when they weighed her, I was so pained in my heart. The way that it was 2.8. Somewhere that was 3.8 is now 2.8. Ha! My wife wanted to, I know when she wanted to cry. So she just looked at me. But Simon, is she? I said, I heard. I just did my face like I didn't see. She started clapping and she stood up. She was doing like she was okay. I knew if they leave her small, if I just do like she was. So I threw my face away from her so that she would not look at me and be encouraged to cry. I wanted her to know that she's so mature. She should not cry. So I threw my face away and I was doing like I was not seeing her. In my heart, I was like 3.8, 2.8. Which kind of, that means she's sicko. Literally, that's what it means. So I check online. Why will a baby from 3 online now wanted to kill me? And I say, sorry, online, it's not my baby I'm talking about. It's another person's. You know those kind of questions that I'm asking for somebody. Is this that? Somebody, I'm asking for a name. Online almost killed me. I came back to on-site. And I was just worried. I was just shaking my leg. Then a nurse, the younger doctors, they didn't know how to read the results. They were still coming up. So they didn't, if your hope is in this world, you are of all men most miserable. They didn't know how to read the results. So there was a nurse coming. So from that day, I started respecting old nurses. They are better than doctors. Have you ever been in an area where they say there's one woman that used to give people injection and the sickness used to go before? Still go. Not that you go to one hospital, you see AC blowing everybody, you think that. See, if you have one woman in your area, that she just look at you like this and say, do your eye like this, do your eye like that, do your eye downward. Give them this one and that one, and that one, and that one. You better go there. I'm encouraging you. So they were not, you know, I know them way back in school. So I used to remember I see them, but they couldn't read it. And I'm not trying to mock them, but they couldn't understand it. And they were like, what does this mean? And they were suggesting maybe it's this, maybe it's that. I was just looking at them with bad eye. Then the nurse just enter. I'm a Martin New. I said, ma, welcome, ma. So okay, you here, madam. I told you your child is okay, but let me see the result. So I see now, no one problem for your child. Look at it. Everything perfect, perfect, perfect. The doctors were like, oh, they just trained their face. They didn't know how to read it. Then I pointed the scale. Said the scale said 2.8. That means she said the scale is bad now. That thing has spoiled since. Oh God, they just put ice block in my heart and head at the center. Mama T just turned to me and said, "Where did I see it?" Oh, what a consolation with ice block. I never knew I can be scared like that. I almost was scared, but I was burning my face. You know, because I told her in the house that nothing is wrong. So they were almost going to scatter my stees. I like to keep stees within my, I know what I'm doing. I love my wife to know I'm anointed. If she doesn't, she feel like it is to pay me. One way I am romantic with my wife is through the anointing. I like prophesying where she is. When I want to prophesy to somebody, I'll come close to her. So, I'm prophesying. So right now, I'm telling you, she'll be just, our prophet should be hearing me. I'll not put on lights. Am I saying the right thing? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My God. I like those things. That's how I want it to be. All those mumu things. Let's truth and them. Mumu things. You have lost your saltiness. You'll be thrown to the garbage. That's why malaria will worry your girlfriend. I'll be your fiance. You can't lay hands. Because if you lay hands, you say, I like that touch. Rubbish. You see? Instead of let anointing flow, lay hands, let her fall on that anointing. We'll know. Before I married my mother, was she not falling in this place? Was there a day I lay hands? She said, she fell all till we married. To prove to people, even 1 week to the wedding, I lay hands on her again. She went on the power of God. Why? A bed undefiled. Let's boast in righteousness. You have pride. You have humble. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, I love those things. I was 2 days back. I was prophesying to somebody. He told me a problem with his sister. I said, your sister is not telling people the truth. So I put it on loudspeaker. I said, this is it. No, it was not on loudspeaker. I told him everything wrong from side by where the witchcraft started. He said, yes, sir. As he said, yes, sir, I just put it on loudspeaker. I came out from the restroom. I said, so, what then? Everything you said is right. I said, are you hearing me? Go ahead. He said everything and affirmed that. I said, That's how it is. That's how one of my love languages is prophetic, you know, the anointing. One of my Matthias' love languages is the anointing. If I want my wife to love me, I just show the anointing. If you have a lady that her love language is not the anointing, leave her. Leave her. One of it should be the anointing. She can like bread and burger. Let her like the anointing too. Say, what is your love language? Say, touch. We are not those kind of people. We are the salt of the earth. We are what? The light of the world. We bring the God colors on the earth. You know, I heard about a story. They say a church, they wanted to do a picnic. So they had two. They paired boy and girl. Then I said, they say, act like they are dating. That's a trouble. That's big trouble. You are causing trouble. Everybody will choose who they like. Or Chia and linguists can just sit there and say, don't choose that girl. I want to choose. Okay, don't choose that. I'll make her look for another person. Choose and say, no. I get who I want to choose. They'll be choosing what they like. It's a problem. Immediately after the picnic, relationship have started. You can't joke that kind of joke. Imaginations are powerful. As a man imagine in his heart, it can be so. Are you listening to me? In charge of running the universe, everything from galaxies to government, no name and no power exempt from his rule, and not just for the time being, but forever. Not just for the time being, but forever. No name and no power exempt from his rule. No name, no power. What's that name? Jaundice is a name. Malaria is a name. Call anything. Poverty is a name. Lack is a name. No name and no what? Power exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. Next part of scripture. It then says, he is in charge of it all. Has the final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules the church. He is in charge of everything. Has the final word on everything. Oh my God. No wonder I said, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you have ever what? Because of his power where? Meaning when you release God's power through your words, is the final word on that matter. You say, I can't be sick. That's the final word on that matter. No matter how the symptoms of the sickness come, it will fade away. Because you've said, I can't be sick. Are you listening to me? Woo! Glory. He said, at the center of all this, Christ rules the church. Meaning, okay, look at the next part of scripture. I think it would explain this better. The church you see is not a peripheral. It's not peripheral, sorry, I'm saying it like physics. He said, it's not peripheral to the world. He said, the world is peripheral to the church. You know what peripheral means? Who can give me a definition? Let me see how intelligent you are. What is peripheral? What is it? A scientist. What? Yes. Like something you just add more like an addendum that is not really important like the main thing. Are we together? More like a subset. Is it the church you see is not an addition to the world? Meaning, God does not consider the world first before the church. Or God did not do the church for the world. That's what the Bible is saying. Are you seeing it? He did not do the church for the world. He said the world is peripheral to the church. Meaning God did the world for the church. In other words, God is saying that the church should rule the world. He is the center of the church. He rules the church. And now the church is supposed to what? Rule the world. In other words, God is ruling the world through the church. Are you seeing that? Is ruling the whole world through the church. That's why we always tell you the church is not a building. We are bigger than the building. We are a movement. If you limit it to building, people will mock us. We are a movement. Even though we are not in this building, we still understand we are the church. We can do great and mighty things wherever we are. It's in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. So through the church, God what? Speaks. And God what? Acts. And by the church, he fills what? Everything with the presence. I feel the presence of God. He said, by the church, he fills everything in the world by his presence. By the church, he speaks and acts. And we are the church. Are you hearing me? God speaks through me. He acts through me. He is filling the whole earth with the presence of God through me. Are you listening? That is why the Bible calls you the salt of the earth. He said there is you are seasoning them. Go back there. Matthew 5 from verse 12, right? No, from verse 13. 13. It says, let me tell you why you are here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the what? God flavors of the earth. You bring out the God flavors of the earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and you will end up in the garbage. Next part of scripture. It then says, this is another way to put it. It says, you are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We are going public with his word. With this, I mean. And I mean, as public as a city on a hill. You see that? It's not a secret to be kept. We are going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. I think this is one of the best translations for this part of scripture. As public as a city on the hill. You know the Bible says in NKJV, we are a city on the hill. We cannot be what? And the message is saying that we are going public with this message, with this secret of God. As public as a city on a hill. Of course, we are not on a hill right now. Even though we are in Makurdi, isn't it? But what it means is relating it like a city on the hill. Everybody is hearing us. Everybody must know what we are saying. God is expecting that the whole world listens to us. Because we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. He wants to act and speak through us, the church. You see? Like he said in Ephesians 1. What was the last part of what he said? He said he wants to fill the whole earth with his presence through the church. The whole earth. I was talking with a minister of the gospel and he said these words to me. Came to my house to see me. And I said, when I saw you coming to church, I was not surprised, but a little bit surprised because you were consistent. So I said, I felt like many people feel like we are quite extra or extreme in our revelation. So, you know, some of them would not even come and see. They would just hear from afar and conclude. But you came and you were consistent. And I said, I'm inquisitive. What prompted you? How did you know about me? He then said, the Instagram. He knew me from Instagram and his spirit started boiling. He was excited. He wanted to just come, you know. I said a lot of beautiful things. Then he said to me, he said, when I hear you teach, I wonder if you understand the level of darkness you repel with your teaching. That when people hear you teach, they literally feel darkness and Satan getting away from the atmosphere. He said, even if the whole world are against you, prophet, don't stop. It is a devil. Those words bless me. He said, even if the whole world, don't stop. It is a devil. He will wire people to make sure that this thing you are doing is frustrated. But literally, I can sense I sat down under you and I was feeling the level of darkness you repelled from the city and from the globe. And of course, you must build up that consciousness too. As we are teaching, we are repelling darkness. He gave an illustration. He said, see, man of God, do you know the kind of people, the people you are raising would have become if they've not heard you? He said, do you know what some of them would have become? So as you are teaching, the demons assigned to make them wayward is what is fighting me. I said, no, he's not actually fighting me. They are far from me. You now have to keep my confession intact. I said, they are far. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's plan now. Do like I don't know what I'm doing. So are you here? Hallelujah to Jesus. They say it's very hard to get me. So sometimes we have to plan this thing. If you just come, I know what to do. Anytime you are ready for me, just do like this. I know what to do. I'll just do like I don't know that I'm posting, then you snap. Hallelujah to Jesus. I had to keep my confession in there. I said, yeah, I know demons, but they are not close to me. They are far. He said, there are some demons. There are some people. He said, I was blessed by those revelations. He said, there are some people that God has designed that they will uplift their family and the city and the nation. And the devil is fighting them to make sure that is negated. He said, Pastor, as you are teaching this thing, those demons, they are the ones that will be coming for you. Because you are altering Satan's plan. Some of them are gatekeepers. You know, my eyes are open to something. He said, then ask yourself a question. If you are not here, where will some people be? It's a sincere question. I'm asking you too. Now, I'm not saying I'm God. Do you get the picture? I'm not ever saying I'm God. This is God's grace. But God always say in his word, I sought for a man that would stand. And that's why you should understand why he's calling you salt of the earth and what? Light of the world. Are you listening? Because he wants to use you. It is true, he will cause a lot of things to find expression upon the face of the earth. From your family to the ends of the earth. You now standing in the gap for your family. You know, sometimes you don't understand the implication of what you are doing. That is why the apostolic people like to stretch it for you people. Let me give you an instance. You just grew up, you are like the fifth generation to a covenant that happened five generations ago. You are like the fifth generation, a last one in the fifth generation, a second to the last one, a last boy in the fifth generation. You know what I mean by fifth generation? Your great, 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 great grandfather made a covenant with your family that every seed he has will belong to this goddess. You are now the last born of the fifth generation. Then you sense that something needs to break in this home. Because people get to a hallmark. They are just mediocres. They don't reach a certain level height in life. They don't, you know, some is just a coincidence. They don't have anything. But some have. Some immorality. I was dealing with a case where a young man, they say his great-grandmother has submitted all of them to the, is a thief family, to this spirit they call Azor spirit, because that was her god. All the generation, she has submitted them. And for that reason, there was a certain soup they don't ever eat. In that family, there was a certain soup they don't eat. The guy said he was in a vision. He was fighting a snake. Fighting a snake. Fighting a snake. Trying to enter into the church gate, the snake was fighting him. He fell. He used his last strength to hit the snake. I said, the thing died. He said, he doesn't know that the thing died, but he woke up from the vision. I said, the next time, better try, let that thing die. Now, what was that? That was the state of his life. That he's struggling. He thinks he's struggling with a habit. He doesn't know that he's struggling with a covenant that was made many years ago with his great-grandmother. Until his mother told him one time. Casually, she was just saying it. Do you know our great-grandmother, they say she worshipped snake and that she offered all of us and that there's this soup all our family don't eat, including me, your mother. He said, you mind your answer? I said, yes. He said, tell me again. He said, yes, that's how the spirit that... He went and did research. He found that that was what has been haunting him. As a young man, he's addicted to this, blah, blah, blah. So he thinks it's just a regular thing. He doesn't know that his own, even though demons are involved, there's another demon joined with the demon involved. Another way they covenanted. So, like I said, the apostolic, they like to stretch this so that you are serious with it. Sometimes I wonder if we think that the thing is not a little bit serious because we believe in new creation realities. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying it's serious, but you must understand that there are things like that. And this should fuel your fire for God as you are praying. I'm not saying be thinking, I rebuke the devil. Mm-mm. It should make you to be more serious to capturing the glory, to making sure the glory on your inside finds expression. Because you are more than conquerors. Those are the things they call altars, if you have heard them talk about it. There are certain altars in your family you need to break. Certain altars. Now this is something that happened like 5 generations ago. And you are resurrecting that demon. As you are praying, the demon is already cool, knowing that with every generation, he will gather. Any generation, they will gather. And one lady from a generation is rising. You know, I told a dear lady here one time, their child was, one of their babies were having cancer, leukemia, ulcer of the blood. And I said to her, I said, it's demonic. Because I prayed about it and I sensed it was demonic. So I said, I want you to see it for yourself. I know it's demonic. Take some time and pray. Give her a way to pray. When she began to pray, she prayed and fell into a sleep. One time she was into sleep, deep sleep. And our eyes were open, saw a woman in the family. The woman, one of the aunties, she came to her and said, now you, nine, they say they trouble us. Now you want to stop this thing what they do? In vernacular, literally. And she woke up from the vision. Then the next day before she got to the hospital, the woman visited and served the baby food. So we had to mount up more to deal with that trouble. You see that? While doctors are there, all serious and all hard working, thinking they are dealing with a normal leukemia. They didn't know that it was blow, they blow something. Their leukemia started. So, no. See, I don't believe in witchcraft. I just know that when you drink a lot of alcohol, it is what you call intestinal acrobatics that begin to, the bacteria that begin to eat up your microbiome. You know. So, the more. I said, pray in the Holy Ghost. I said, no, I don't do that. I just read books on Nelson Mandela and I'm an instinct and I build my mind. English. A 2 months demon have not had your time. It's 2 stick to hold like this and hit the head of 1 stick. I start saying, my head, Panadol. If you know how some people die, right now they are watching us from the cloud of witness. They are in heaven, angry. Do you know people can be angry in heaven? Romans, was it Revelation 6 and 8? 6:10. What did the Bible say? It said, and the martyrs, they were crying in heaven. When will you avenge our dead? When will you avenge it? You see that? Avengers in heaven. They were crying to Jesus. When will you avenge? Why? Because they were not happy the way they died. They knew it was not time to die. But they martyred them. Me, I like to choose my reality. When I read the Bible, I've seen people in scripture that they tried to kill, they did not die. I saw Jesus. You know, you can see anything you want to see, but the standard is Jesus Christ. Even when they choke him knife everywhere, he was the only actor that died. He chose when to die. Time. He said, the time has come. Lord, into your hands I commend my spirit. Then when the spirit went, he still chose when to bow the head. Then when he was done, the third day, he came back. Woo! Kai. He chose when to die. He chose when to come back to life. And when he came back, he didn't come. He just took my hand. Now me, they kill. Now me. See, it's me. You see that? Glorious, wonderful, great, and mighty. Before he died, he said, I have the power to take my life. So you don't want to be like Jesus. You better learn it. He says it before it happens. He said, I have the power to give my life and to take it back again. I have the power to give my life. So no matter what they did, he didn't die. Water, blood, he didn't die. Came up, came back again the third day. Full of glory. You can see the scars, but no effect. You can see the scars, no effect. You can see the scars, no effect. You can see the scars, no effect. Sir, I've been in this addiction for years. Where's the proof? Here's the proof. Yeah, I can see the proof, but right now, if you understand this unlimited, the power that surpasses greatness, the power that is what? Immeasurable. You will live like you never did that thing that gave you this car. I mean, your mouth is black. It is proof you took so much ego and kana. But right now, from henceforth, you don't have the effect. The desire to smoke is not in you again. It's gone. How do you change with light? As we're sounding the trumpet in the twinkle of an eye, there's a change. There's a change. Twinkle of whew. Say, wow. A smoker, wow. Jesus Christ. I can be this, and that's all. Pastor, I've been addicted for several years. You know, some people come to my office hoping that it's going to be a very long conversation. What is the problem? Sir, what is it? Pornography. Open your mouth and talk. Sir, I don't know how to say it. Say it the way you want to say it. Sir, I know you may be disappointed. Let's look at you. Disappointed in who? Brother, if you are ready to talk, talk. Which one is disappointment? Sir, you may be disappointed, but I don't know. Don't try to make it sound sweet. Because at the end, the way it is, the way it is. Come the way you are. I've been struggling with pornography, masturbation for years. I don't know, sir. I think, keep your mouth shut. Don't try to explain why you are there. You don't know. And some people have pride. They will tell you problem and tell you why they think they're in the problem. You would have come out from the problem now if you know why you're in the problem. Just say the problem and keep quiet. And while he said it, I looked at one of the brother one time, many years ago. I said, it's cool. You got to go out from it right now. He said, you say it's what? I said, it's okay. Like, it's okay. I said, yeah. I said, so what do you want me to do? Should I tell you it's bad? He said, sir, when I meet people, they tell me, fast, pray. You have to fast. I said, see, you fast very well, right? The way you fast without understanding, you now become more carnally minded. then when you finish everything, that's when you will sin better. So I said, I'm not against fasting and prayer. But if you don't know the word of God, fasting and prayer is hunger strike. Listen to the words of Jesus. You may have not heard it like this before. They brought a guy that was epileptic to the disciples. Jesus said, they couldn't heal him. Is that what the Bible said? Alright, when they brought the guy, the disciples then took the man. In fact, the story says, they told the man, go and meet our master. They didn't want to take the man to their master. Say, see guys, see, respect yourself, go to Jesus' side. This case is too much. Just go, just tell him that he didn't see anybody in the gate. See? So they went to Jesus. And Jesus, knowing that they are lazy guys, he said, did you meet my boys at the gate? Say, sir, we met them. Oh. The man told the truth. And they said, we should bring the case to you. He now called them. Make come here. He said, oh, he fired them. When he fired them, he said, look at, because of your unbelief. You have unbelief. He said, if you believe, if you can only believe, you will see the power of God. Was that not what Jesus said? If you can only believe, then what did he say at the end? This kind goeth out not, except by what? Prayer and fasting. What is the context there? Unbelief. He told them, it is your unbelief that made you people not to do this kind of miracle, to show God's power in this dimension. So he said, this kind of unbelief or this kind of faith can only find expression from you except by what? Praying and what? Fasting. What do we do when we pray? When we pray, we build up our most holy faith. Ready to be released. It's not the demon we are removing when we fast. That's why some people get it wrong. They are fasting and fasting and praying. Why are you praying? They say, we want to kill the witch before the witch kill us. That's why if you don't know the word of God, there's no faith to build in prayer. Prayer's job is to build faith and release it. That's the job of praying and fasting. So this kind of faith goeth out not, except by praying and fasting. As you stay with the word, relating with the word, I tell many people, I say, think a lot before you pray a lot. Think. You don't know what your mind is meant for. Think. Carry God's word. Think. Look at it. Imagine. Create imaginations. You look at it and create them. Create everything. Whatever is good, think of it. Meaning God is saying, create what you want to see. Whatever is lovely, think of them. Meaning you can just sit and think, create a lovely thing and be thinking of it. Create a good thing and be thinking of it. Create something nice. You just sit down, create a reality. You are healing the sick. You are preaching the gospel to nations. Create another reality. You and your family are in a duplex. AC everywhere. Chicken is, Pastor, what kind of? Okay, create your own. You are in mugs. You are in a hut. And you are pounding. No, create your own now. I'm creating my own now. And my wife is just, she's with that mortar, not mortar, this thing that pound yam, is it pound yam? You know, we have it at home, although I still tell her to pound even if we're in the duplex. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because pounded yam has its sweetness different. So, for me, she will still pound, but you imagine the best things. So if you have Pastor Simon is wicked, his wife will still pound. Yes, she will pound. When you use that machine, it used to remove the sweetness in pounding yam. I've observed that. But if you pound with your sweat, there's sweetness inside. You need to sweat. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Imagine the best things of life. You are sick, see yourself healed. Light bearers, man. Results producers, proof producers, mountain eaters. Just take the trouble, throw it away by the side. Stay with the Holy Ghost. We don't fail in the Holy Spirit. We don't fail in Christ Jesus. We only succeed. He said, "And the path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and even brighter and brighter." You only things you say are like this. I can only get better. I can only get better. I only see glory. I only see glory. I am not scared. The devil will paint pictures in your heart. She may die. Your dad may die. He may be sick. I'm not scared. scared. Nothing is going to happen. We read in the translation of MSG translation of Ephesians 1 9, from 19, the Bible says his word is the finality to life on any matter. And how does he act and speak through his church? And how does he fill the whole earth with his presence through his church? Are you hearing me? You look at a matter, God speaks through you and he's solved. Who knows the heart of the Lord that he may solve? He said, we have the mind of Christ. They say your sister is sick. You don't cry. If you cry, you agreed that she will die. You don't cry because you don't agree with the situation. What do? You change it. Pastor Simon, you mean I change it? Yeah. He said, heal the sick. Then he said, raise the dead. He didn't say, cleanse the lepers. Heal the sick. Start with your sister. Start with that mom at home. Your mother has stroke. Then they paint a picture of stroke. They say it's partial stroke. No, we don't care whether it's partial stroke or quarter stroke. We are here to remove the stroke. This kind, you are not praying for the stroke to come out. You are praying for your faith to find expression. Lirahaha, rigos kala. The faith is rising. It's rising. Then you release it. It gets to a point. It gets to a point when your faith touches that point in the spirit. You know it's time to release. It's more like you are drawing something with catapult. As you are drawing the stone, as you are praying, you are drawing the stone backwards. As you are praying, you are drawing it backwards. As you are, then when it gets to a point, you release it. It travels on that energy level. You know, prayer makes your words travel at a certain energy level. Just like when you use catapult now and stone a bed. The way it will die is not the way it will die when you use gun and fire the bed. Bullet travel faster than stones on catapults. Your prayer tells the energy, determines the energy level that your words will run on or run with. Are you listening to me tonight? That's why I don't joke with prayer. Because prayer causes your faith to be drawn like a catapult backward, 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 backward. And suddenly, that's why the Bible said the effective, heartfelt, continuous prayer of what? The righteous. Look at what it says. It causes tremendous power. See that? To be made what? Available. So when it's available, you don't just stop there. You can pray. Power is available, then you don't use it. There are people like that. Power is available, but they've not been hearing the word of God, so they don't know how to use the power that is available. They are still faced with situations they are scared. Because faith does not come in by doing regge. Faith comes by hearing the word. When it comes, then you build it in prayer. As you are praying, you are building up that most holy faith. Giving it Moses. See, as we are teaching ourselves the secret to victory in life, Satan can still cause some of us to fail. If you are not careful, say, I can never fail in this life. This is the secret. I can't fail. You are not scared of anywhere you are in this world. You are not scared. Whether you are in the gutters like Joseph, you are not scared. Because God is with you. That's your confidence. You may be selling on the road now. You are not scared. God is with you. As long as you have made up your mind to pay the prayer, the price of the secret place, you know you are not scared. It is those that are not willing to stay in the secret place that are scared. The Bible said, they that dwell under the shadow, dwell in the secret place of the Most High, shall dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. God was not just joking with his words there. Just like Peter, such as I have. He says, such as I have, I give unto you. If you don't have it, you cannot give it. Oh, you draw from the wells of salvation daily. When it's time, you use it. You know, you can draw and pray. As you are praying the Spirit, you are drawing. You are drawing. Well, you know, it comes to a point that sometimes you just begin to prophesy. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Now my day is blessed. I'm full of favor. Oh, now you are saying things in alignment with God's word. The Bible says, he that knows the heart of the Spirit meditates. It says, prays for you. Helps you to pray according to the will of the Father. Then he says in verse 28, then we now know that all things work together. We don't know how to pray as we ought to. As you are saying deep things, you begin to say the prophecy. Some you say, some you don't say. But even though you say or not, you have already prophesied in the spirit as you prayed in tongues. You know, praying in tongues too is prophecy. Yes. Just as sometimes you come into consciousness of what you are prophesying in the realm of the spirit. As you prophesy in English. And that's why Paul said it's good that you pray in tongues and pray in your understanding, sing in tongues and sing in your understanding. It helps your mind. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Things are just working for your good. You wake up and a scorpion just beat you. God forbid. Scorpion just beat you. And you are still okay.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.